From the First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedgick, and happy Monday, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your weekend, and go Jags. So happy that they won. Weather-wise, we have a lot going on when it comes to the tropics and weather here locally. Yes, we are tracking another wave of heavy showers and isolated thunderstorms, first starting at the coast and then working inland in the afternoon, where the coverage will be the best, mainly near I-75. The main hazards will really be heavy downpours that can lead to localized flooding and also wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. High temperatures today will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies with a few lingering rain showers and a low of 73. Into the upper 80s on Tuesday with partly sunny skies and heavy pockets of off and on rain showers with isolated storms. Slightly cooler on Wednesday into the mid 80s with partly to mostly cloudy skies with a scattered shower and storm threat. And we'll keep the scattered shower and storm threat for your Thursday with slightly warmer temperatures into the upper 80s. And we'll stay in the upper 80s on Friday with cloudy skies and isolated storms. And heading into this weekend, we will actually have a cold front moving through the area, and that will cool us back down into the low 80s into southeast Georgia and mid 80s into northeast Florida, with overnight lows into the mid 60s into southeast Georgia and upper 60s into northeast Florida. And fall officially starts on September 22nd, which is not this Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that. So once we enter on into fall, we will actually have some cooler temperatures, which is really exciting because I don't really feel like it's fall until you start to feel those cooler temperatures. So I'm really excited about that. We will also have a new moon on September 17th at 7 o'clock in the morning. And this is important because that means we will have elevated high tides, which will also influence an action stage for the St. John's River Basin. So that just means minor tidal flood potential through this week. That's something that we're going to be tracking in the First Alert Weather Center. There is a lot going on in the tropics, many areas we are tracking, but first off, I want to talk about Sally. Sally is forecast to become a hurricane today, landfall along the Louisiana coast Monday night into Tuesday morning as a strong hurricane. The main concerns, really dangerous and life-threatening surge expected. There are storm surge warnings and hurricane warnings in effect along the Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama coast. Storm surge up to 7 to 11 feet for the New Orleans area, with potentially 15 to 20 inches of rain added on top of that. Locally, we're just looking at an increase of deep moisture across our area and onshore winds. And as I said, we are tracking many areas of interest in the tropics. If you want to learn more about the other locations in the eastern Atlantic, you can go to actionnewsjax.com/hurricane or Tracking the Tropics with Mike. Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish gives an in-depth analysis of what he's looking at, the models and everything. You can see deeply into what he's seeing and also thinking before he goes on air. I'm Action News Jax, meteorologist Alyssa Pedgick for 104.5 WOKV.